Welcome to the Hospital 101 podcast, where leaders from Oregon's hospital and healthcare community explain complex issues that impact the healthcare system, hospitals, and ultimately patients. We're joined today by Hospital Association of Oregon President and CEO, Becky Hultberg.
Why are hospitals still struggling financially, even though the worst days of COVID are behind us?
You know, it's so interesting when you talk to people about COVID, because people get this like look, this like wide-eyed look like, oh yeah, that was like 2 years of my life. But yet it feels like in some ways it was so long ago. And in some ways, you know, just yesterday. I think we all have this, you know, this looking back, this view of the pandemic that's like, did we really live through that? And for most of us, our lives are back to normalcy. But structurally, the pandemic fundamentally changed the healthcare system. And I think that's what's important to know now, is that we can't go back to 2019 in healthcare. We can't pretend that things are like they were in 2019 because of the structural changes that the pandemic made. And that's what hospitals are dealing with right now. One of those challenges that's impacting hospitals perhaps more than even other types of organizations is inflation. Now, we all know everyone has experienced inflation. All businesses have experienced inflation. But in a hospital context, it's particularly significant because the rate of inflation for supplies, for pharmaceuticals, and for labor has just been off the charts. I mean, labor costs have gone up dramatically in 3 years. And that cost, that one cost, the cost of the people who are there to take care of you in the hospital, super important. Like, you can't run a hospital without them. The most important cost, the most important input into healthcare, has skyrocketed in 3 years. So that means it's more expensive to deliver care, which means that we're going to have to pay more for care if we're going to have the same type of care in our communities.
And yet it creates a disconnect in a lot of people's minds, because they know hospitals are full.
Yeah.
And how can a full hospital not be financially viable, sustainable, and healthy?
Yeah. And that is, again, the difference between what it was like before the pandemic and what it's like after the pandemic, because now hospitals are using their investment income to subsidize their operations because they just don't get paid what it costs to deliver care anymore. And this is obviously not a dynamic that can be sustained forever. And so that's why we raise the alarm, to say at some point the amount hospitals get paid for care has to equal what it costs to deliver care, or we're not going to have viable hospitals in our communities anymore.
Thanks for listening. Join us for the next installment of the Hospital 101 podcast. Have a great day.